This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tiger Woods is finished with his second round at the Masters Golf Tournament. He was 2 under par for the day, 6 under total. While Woods is on the leaderboard, he is not at the top. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us from Augusta. And Tom, a pretty good performance on the course for Tiger Woods.
Yeah, it sure was, Michelle, for the second day in a row, actually. And he was quite pleased with it. Tiger said that he felt more comfortable. He was hitting the ball, hitting his putts online, controlling the flight of the ball well. And even though it rained overnight, he said some of the greens were even faster. And so while he missed some putts, it was largely because of the speed, but he felt like he hit it well. And, he played very well, and I think that's maybe a surprise to some people because he hadn't played competitive golf for nearly 5 months. But he said again today, and he stressed this yesterday as well, that because he hadn't played any events while he took time off during the sex scandal that he was embroiled in, his practices were so much more intense, and he and his coach worked extra hard in practice, and that seems to be paying off right now.
So he's not at the head of the pack. Who's ahead of him at this point?
Right. Currently standing in third place, and there's really a British invasion going on here in Augusta. Lee Westwood and Ian Poulter from England are up at the top right now, and that certainly will give this tournament more of an international flavor, get people on the other side of the pond involved and watching. Poulter's an interesting guy. He's very flamboyant, at least with his dress. He likes to wear any manner of clothing, the colors of his clothing. Today he was wearing pink pants with a yellow shirt, and his white shoes had a little pink stitching on them. Very nicely done.
And time for Easter, I guess.
He was asked what color combination would go with a green jacket, which goes to the winner of the Masters, and he said absolutely anything.
Now, the day started with some, shall we say, classic names at or at least near the top of the pack. What happened?
Right. Well, Michelle, I had this whole spiel ready to tell you about how age doesn't matter, because Fred Couples was leading the Masters after the first round, 50 years old, and then right behind him was 60-year-old Tom Watson, who who's the oldest man in the field, and he was in second. Unfortunately, both of them had kind of a rough day. Couples was 3 over par for the day, and he's kind of dropping on the leaderboard. Watson is struggling as well, as is another big American name, Phil Mickelson, who started in good position, 1 stroke off the lead, but he's having his troubles as well.
Tom, before I let you go, I understand that you'd like to correct something that you said on Morning Edition.
I don't usually like to do that, Michelle, but I'm going to take this opportunity. I said this morning that, kind of tongue-in-cheek, that Augusta National likes to control everything here, which is why Tiger Woods wanted to come here. And I said that they couldn't control the airspace over Augusta because yesterday, before Tiger teed off, there was a small plane buzzing around carrying a banner, which was kind of taunting Tiger, making light of the sex scandal, as I said, that he's embroiled in. Well, wouldn't you know it, that the FAA ordered the pilot to stop and sent the plane with the pilot back to Ohio for some minor repairs. Now, the FAA said that was an FAA order. I'm not saying the Augusta National people have an in with the FAA, but Michelle, I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Before one last question before I let you go. The crowds out there, I'm wondering about the question of decorum with everything that's going on right now.
Yeah, no problems at all. It's a classic Augusta crowd. There's a lot of security. There have been no reports of heckling, and everyone is well-behaved, and they've really welcomed Tiger like he's an old friend.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Tom Goldman at the Masters in Augusta.